Hello and welcome to another episode of Walking Movies. It is Valentine's Day as I record this. Happy Valentine's to anyone that celebrates. I've not celebrated Valentine's Day in about 15 years, but I know many people still do, and good luck to you. But of course, Valentine's Day wouldn't be a romantic day without a big romantic release at the cinema, right? So today I'm seeing Madame Web, which opened just a few hours ago. I don't know why I do it to myself. I think it's because I feel I'm a completist of Marvel films for some reason. And I think I have to give a small apology to The Beekeeper, because I said that was one of the probably the worst film I've seen in the cinema. But you know what? I forgot all about Morbius. Rightfully so. But yeah, I forgot about Morbius, which was worse than The Beekeeper overall. But Madame Web. Now, let me tell you about Madame Web and what I know about Madame Web. All I know about Madame Web is from the Spider-Man cartoon in the 90s, where she was an old lady who used to sit on a throne. That was Madame Web. No one, and I mean no one, ever thought to themselves, you know what the world needs? It's a film about Madame Web and who she is. No one ever said that, but here we are. That and Kraven the Hunter, both coming out this year. What a twofer. So as you can probably tell, I'm not looking forward to this film. I'm not expecting too much from this film. I've seen a trailer. Looks like there's some clever special effects in this film, so that'd be something. I'm watching it in 4DX, because basically if I have to sit through a film that has the potential to be as bad as this might be, I may as well do it in style. So I'm doing that. But yeah, my expectations are super low for this film. I don't like going into a film feeling like that, but you know what, sometimes that might be to its advantage, because if my expectations are low and it's not that bad, I'll probably feel better about it. So there is that. The Dakota Johnson is in this film as the titular, or the person who will end up being Madame Web. I saw Sydney Sweeney's in this film as well, who I really like. So there's that. And yeah, I don't really know what else to say about the film at the moment. Let's just go and see what it's like, and I'll give you my thoughts in a little bit. I just need to stop and do this. I'm now out of Madame Web. It's too dark for me to walk and talk, so let's just stand here and talk about what I've just seen, because man, it's something. It's something. Even I'm surprised with how bad it is. It's like a hate crime against cinema. It should be called Arseholes the Movie, because there is no one in the film to root for at all. Everyone's an arsehole. It's incredible. Dakota Johnson, I've never seen her in a film that I can remember anyway, and man, she's bad. She's really bad. And I don't know, because the thing is, like, everybody's bad. The exception of Adam Scott, he's not too bad, but I'm a Adam Scott fan. But man, it's like everyone in it is dreadful, and so I don't know if it's the shonky script, the direction, I'm not sure what it is, but like, it's just bad, like really, really bad. It makes Morbius look competent as a film. That's probably the highest praise I can give it compared to Morbius. I really didn't want to hate it. I really didn't want to, because this is obviously a female-led film, and Captain Marvel, the Marvels, got a lot of stick from certain parts. A very toxic conversation going around those films, and like, kind of, you know, like powerful women and stuff. This film just deserves to be discussed for how bad it is. Like, there's nothing redeeming about it at all. The costumes look like things you'd expect to have seen on like a CW show, what was it, Warner Brothers show in the early 2000s, which is ironic because that's when the film is set, admittedly, but still. But like the costumes are bad, the story is ridiculous. Plot holes galore. It's really incoherent, like me trying to talk. I just can't get over how bad it is. It's so, so bad. Like, I knew it wasn't going to be great, but I didn't expect it to be this bad. So unbelievably. If I was Marvel, I would be trying to work out how I could take Sony's occult to get the rights back to all the Marvel characters that I own. It's that bad. Like, it could have been enough to have killed a franchise. It won't, because I don't think enough people would go and see it. I imagine this would be a massive, massive flop. And it would deserve to be a massive, massive flop. There was literally nothing positive in it. Camera angles and stuff, I suppose. Lots of fun effects with, you know, swoopy cameras and, you know, cameras flipping over. But it doesn't save a terrible film, which is all this is. Just really, really bad. Score, 2 out of 10. Apologies to The Beekeeper for saying you're the worst film I've seen at the cinema. It's this one, by a country mile. I never want to see this again. Because
my wife,
my daughter, both of them saw the trailer for it and wanted to see this film. When they do eventually watch it, when it gets on home release, I will not be there to watch it. I'll be doing anything but sitting through this piece of crap again. It's so bad I didn't even stay for the mid-credit scene, or end-credit scene. There definitely wasn't one mid-credits. Whether there's one at the end, I don't know. I'll look it up online and find out. I can't tell you how bad this film is. So bad. Don't go and see it. Do not go and see this film. Do not give it financial support at all. Because it doesn't deserve it. Really doesn't deserve it. Oh, man. I really wish I didn't hate it as much as I do, but I do. Just a bad, bad movie. I would love... You know, I could probably do a whole spoiler episode about all the things I didn't like about it, but it's not... I don't want to even give it that air. Man. Not recommend it. All right, I don't know what's next. Anything better than this film will be next. That's all I can say. So if you like this video, like, subscribe. If you do see this film and you liked it, please let me know in the comments. I'd like to know what you liked about the film. Because I just thought it was a mess. Timelines were a mess. Yeah, everything's a mess. Dialogue's awful as well. Really bad dialogue. Yeah, but if you liked it, I'd like to know what it was you liked, because I'm interested. But look, you know, until next time, Flynn lives.